countrywide on RTE Radio 1. Sponsored by Caller Gas, celebrating 80 years, bringing energy to Ireland's homes and businesses.
But first, as we come to the end of the first week of June, we're coming to the end of the first cut of silage. And you will notice across the country a patchwork of colours developing in the farming fields. White stubbly fields alongside the green pastures. Now, the first cut of silage is coming to an end a lot quicker than in other years. Simple reason for that, it's because of the dry spring. So there's been no delay. There's been no clamour of farmers at the one time looking for the silage to be cut in between the showers. And I'm here in Horsan Jockey in County Tipperary. It's Friday morning. And Robert O'Shea, a well-known local farmer and contractor, and his team here are very busy to get the last of the first cut in this field saved and brought back to the yard before there is any rain. And there are some dark clouds overhead. So I'm going to go over and chat to Robert to see how the silage season has been going so far. Robert, good morning to you. What sort of a season has it been so far, Robert?
An unusual one, Damien. An unusual insofar as, I suppose, since we started a month ago, we haven't had only 2 days' rain. Not even, on one Saturday. But on the other side of it then, it is a season that would make people think, I think, all contractors, because, as I say, we started a month ago. We worked three days the first week, we worked 3 days the second week, 5 days last week and 5 days this week. Contractors will have to look at things after this year, I think. It's given me food for thought anyway, like, over 1 million euros worth of machinery to collect up grass, and we don't get one full week's work out of it. Now, the big problem is, I think, is that farmers are not getting enough of what they're being producing, and as a result, then contractors' charges have to be kept down as well as that, because the farmer isn't in a position to pay for it.
So when you say that you're only getting 3 or 4 days' work at the height of the silage cutting season, why is that?
Over-mechanised. And I think that's a big problem in this country. Like, a normal year we wouldn't notice as much because there'd be interventions with the weather, breaks in the weather and whatnot. But this year I think it just stood out so much.
And what has the quality been like? Because we've had such a dry spring. So what's the quality of the grass
been
like?
Super, I would say. Super. Okay. Right from the start. Like, I mean, we're getting lovely quality grass, dry. Even at the moment. Now, normally this time of the year we'd be mowing a day ahead and maybe the farmer tedding it out. And as you can see here today, we're just mowing directly in front of the harvester because grass is so dry at the moment. It would be... Like, at one particular point there, we had some grass mowed ahead and we discovered that it was going in too dry altogether into the pit.
Would yields be back a little bit?
Oh, yields are probably back. But then the other point about it is pits aren't dropping anything. Like, whatever is going into the pit this year, and when we're leaving the yard, the size of the pit generally stays the same because there's nothing coming out of the pit. There's no effluent coming from the pits at all.
There is this debate about the national herd and all of that. If you notice now, anecdotally, and we're here in prime Golden Vale country, this is kind of the golden place for farming and dairy farming in particular. Have you noticed that there has been a lot of... Are there more cows around now?
Oh,
is there
yeah.
bigger farms?
Definitely. Right. Like, I mean, look, go back 10 years ago, I suppose, in this area, 150, 200 cows was a big herd. Now it's a small herd.
Right.
You know, you have these 200, 300, 400 cow herds, you know, and getting bigger. The tendency is for larger herds. Now, to be honest with you, it mightn't be the proper thing to say, but I question that.
You know, are they not concerned about, you know, the restrictions that are going to come down the road now with regards to the environment?
That doesn't seem to bother them at the moment. It's just get bigger and bigger and bigger. Like, and if your neighbour has 300 cows, well, you should have 350
cows. Is that
cows.
Still the way it goes?
Like, I mean, I asked one dairy man, what's all this about? Oh, he said the gold at the end of the rainbow. I said, there is no gold at the end of the rainbow.
What effect has the COVID-19 restrictions had? For example, there's two issues. We all know silage making is associated with all the men around the dinner table. And the second thing is breakdowns and access to parts and all
yeah,
of that.
Yeah, actually, luckily enough, I suppose, we tend for the last 2 years to try and have the machinery ready maybe pre-Christmas. So in that respect, getting it ready, thanks be to God, it didn't affect us now. And we were lucky enough, we didn't have any major breaks. So, but look, that was one major concern, we'll say, the parts issue. Now, the other side of it, we'll say, the social distancing, the food, the whole lot. We were fed on the patio, in the lawns, in the farmyard, in the cow shed. the food was brought out, you know. And it just goes to show the way they appreciated the team coming and, you know, they went to the extra mile.
You wouldn't be let leave without getting fed anyway, well, look, even if it was out in the cow shed.
Exactly, yeah. Exactly. And I put you this way, like, guys, when they're walking there, when they're in the morning, they're at 7, 8 o'clock and going until 10 that night. Now, and they're short hours of silage, but they're the kind of hours we try and maintain. But look, you need to get fed. So the dinner is very much appreciated. Like.
Well, it's amazing. Since we started talking here, the lads have actually finished this field. And when I arrived into it a little while ago, there was a lot of work to be done. And it just goes to show how quickly you can reap silage now, as you said.
This is the thing, like, probably, look, there'd be a half day's working. When I started cutting, it was a double chop. There might be a day's work in this field, or might say anything else, like, and now it's
a couple of hours. Yeah. It's amazing stuff. But so this is now, this field is completely bare, massive field. We can see the crows landing, looking for the worms. Yep. It'll be a feast for them as well. There are clouds gathering overhead. The wind is beginning to rise here. So you're finished just in time. And as you said, it'll be a bit of a lull now, and then we'll soon see second cuts begin, maybe another few weeks.
It'll take probably 5-6 weeks before it'll be in the second. Even we're dependent on weather.
Yeah.
If the rain doesn't come, we won't maybe have second cuts for 2-3 months.
Well, that was silage contractor and local farmer Robert O'Shea, whose team was saving the last of the first cut silage there near Horsen Jockey on the Old Cork Road in County Tipperary yesterday morning. And just as we finished, the clouds, the skies opened and a little bit of rain came down. So lucky enough that they got the silage into the pit just before that.